Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 26th. The middle of cancer season, baby. Goes to a Caucasian male named Nick Starstreet. Oh, the mayonnaise is heavy with this one, ladies and gentlemen. Salute to all the human jars of Hellmann's that call up here every day complaining about me using the word mayonnaise, but never call up here to complain about the actions of the mayonnaise. I'm actually disgusted by that, okay? All right? Your bias and co-signing of bigotry is appreciated, though. Well, Nick Starstreet committed what I like to call a white-collar crime because Nick called the police on a young black woman named Gail Claude and her friend because they were minding their black-ass business drinking wine at a community pool. Let's go to NBC4 Wilmington for the report, please.
Please get out of my face.
It was supposed to be a quiet Sunday by the pool for two friends at their prospective new apartment home. It ended up with Gail Claude taking out a restraining order against a would-be neighbor at the Addition Apartments in Hyattsville. Claude had toured the building with a roommate. The leasing agent told them that they could come back and sit by the pool to get a feel for the property and their potential neighbors. Nick Starstreet, a noted internet provocateur and so-called Google influencer, had a problem with the woman having a glass bottle at the pool.
The lifeguard said that it was okay.
Then there was the confrontation. The women decided to leave, and Starstreet decided to follow. Starstreet was involved in a similar incident at the same pool, and a video of that incident was taken down from his site. In Gail Claude's incident, the police were called. They showed up, and no one was arrested. But when we caught up with her, she just filed a restraining order against Starstreet.
One other note here, Gail Claude tells News 4 that she and her roommates have decided to not move into that apartment building.
Now, when I'm out and about minding my black ass business, I meet the coolest white people in the world, okay? They walk up to me, they tell me they read my books, they tell me they listen to Breakfast Club, they tell me they listen to my podcast. They just be cool as hell. As Amanda Seale says, there are white people, and then there are white people who just happen to be white. The people who just happen to be white are cool because they are usually people first, but white people. Human jars of Hellmann's in the flesh, mayonnaise-flavored mammals who commit white-collar crimes like this? Disgusting. And the reason I call them mayonnaise is because their attitudes and behaviors are just as disgusting as the condiment.
Now, too much goddamn mayonnaise!
Yes, thank you. Now, what bothers me about Nick Starstreet is that he went from reporting what he thought was a crime, which it wasn't, to committing a crime. Because he followed Gail Claude and her friend. Now, we all saw how George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin's situation turned out. Zimmerman punk ass called 911 and then followed Trayvon, and it ended sadly with Trayvon being murdered. So when I see a guy like Nick Starstreet call 911 and then follow Gail Claude and her friend, it triggers the trauma of situations like Zimmerman, okay? And this is why I want all women to know how to handle a firearm, because these women were strong. They put on a brave face, but I was dead-ass concerned because there's no reason to be following a woman unless you plan to do something, all right? No man should be following a woman. I don't care if it was white following black, black following white following green, green following orange, red following acorn. This has nothing to do with color, okay? It's about safety, and I was concerned. But thankfully, these queens had the wherewithal to record this white-collar crime in progress. Now, let's listen to it.
Still recording.
Physically attacked by this woman.
Physically attacked.
By who?
He said these women earlier, now it's this woman. What's your story, baby?
Because I haven't touched anybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never touched you.
I'm recording, I'm sorry.
That's funny, because your video is going to be a bunch of lies. White people love to lie on black women.
White people, literally, this dude left his apartment.
He's racist!
I didn't know black people can be racist.
I do wish one of them had called 911 while the other one was recording, though. I did that happen. I didn't hear that. Now, Nick Starstreet has released a statement, and he's saying he was assaulted, which is a lie, but he's blaming his bigotry and racism on autism. He says, "Hi, I'm Nick. I'm autistic and lack a gauge that goes anywhere but 0 and 100. Now, I did a little research, and it is a lot of articles asking the question, does autism influence social behavior like racism and sexism? Does ASD cause abnormal social behavior? There's also a stereotype about autistic people that they can't use stereotypes. One study I read said they are usually free from sexism and racism, but scientists suggest that that is false, okay? They used 45 kids between the ages of 5 and 11, told them a story about two people and a simple cartoon, and asked them questions like, which one of these is the bad man in the story, or which one of these two likes to play with dolls? And both the kids with autism and kids without autism both thought the darker-skinned guy was the bad man, and the women liked to play with dolls. So Nick Starstreet, this was a good excuse, but no, all right? The only reason you're using the autism excuse is because your white-collar crime went viral, and you don't want to experience the backlash in your personal life, or should I say blacklash? This is what I mean when I say I need all my cool white people to use their privilege to combat prejudice, okay? I need Cool Whip to fight mayonnaise and call this bigotry out because I honestly don't have the energy for it anymore. Please let Chelsea Handler handle my white work.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
You know, it gets to a point where I get tired of calling it out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ain't nobody listening to me. Like, they got to hear this from other white people. Like, they got to hear this from the cool white people. The Cool Whip has to go to war with the mayonnaise is what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen.
And I know this, there wasn't none of us around, but we also got to protect ourselves,
absolutely,
too. So if we ever see anything like this happening, we got to protect our women. We got to protect our children, our kids, and even ourselves, even our other brothers. We got to protect ourselves. Make sure we are okay.
Imagine that. A guy following you around.
100%. Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey!